I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Despite the deployment of law enforcement troops, India's violence continues. Operation Mobilization's Peter Dant says the international community is calling the slaughter genocide because the violence is targeted at the Christians and Dalits. The OM team is acting as the hands and feet of Christ, but
we're so restricted in what we can do going into the area. Basically, our focus right now is those that are able to come out, coming to the church. And we're doing what we can financially to take care of medical needs, also food and clothing and housing.
Next, a Turkish Christian television broadcast is ready to celebrate its fifth anniversary. David Harder of Sat7, the Christian satellite television ministry partnered with Turk7, explains that the programs reach countries such as Iran, too. Many broadcasts are created in Turkey, but some Western Christian materials are also implemented using Turkish voicing. These programs have given a new hope to Turkish believers.
These broadcasts really help them to stand firm in the faith, to learn more about Jesus, and to learn more about the Bible.
Pray that these Christians would continue to stand firm and that Turk7 would obtain the necessary funding in order to keep running. And Grace Ministries International just launched a three-pronged evangelism and training ministry initiative in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The first prong involved 2 days of training in Muslim evangelism for 40 church leaders. Training covered problem-solving and providing help in organizing 2 evangelistic campaigns to be held before Christmas. The team also taught a seminar dealing with child evangelism in the schools and launched the new school year for the Bible schools. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Writing the Heavens by former MAF President Max Myers. To get your free copy, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.